concentration camp from back in the 1930s. When I looked at the picture, the first thing that went through my mind was, I wonder if this was a group of political prisoners that said that they didn't want to get involved with politics, when in fact their country was being overthrown by a tyrant named Adolf Hitler and his Third Reich. I'm sure these political prisoners seen the transgressions, the crimes, and usurpations, and at length the overthrow of the German Constitution by their government, day by day, week by week, and year by year, but probably made excuses as to why they sat around and did nothing when they had the time to do it. In parallel, let's go back to September 11th, 2001, where Americans were told that they were attacked by a foreign country, and compare these events of today to that of Adolf Hitler's Nazi Germany during the 1930s. Firstly, let's take a look at an article written by The Guardian titled, How Bush's Grandfather Helped Hitler's Rise to Power. George Bush's grandfather, the late U.S. Senator Prescott Bush, was in fact indicted in 1942 under Trading with the Enemy Act. Prescott was a director and a shareholder of the companies that profited from their involvement with the financial backers of Nazi Germany. You heard me right. The Guardian has obtained confirmation from newly discovered files and the U.S. National Archives that a firm of which Prescott Bush was a director and was involved with the financial architects of that of Nazism. His business dealings, which continued until his company's assets were seized in 1942 under the Trading with the Enemy Act, has led more than 60 years later to a civil action for damages being brought in Germany against the Bush family by two former slave laborers at Auschwitz, and to a hum of pre-election controversy. The evidence has also prompted one former U.S. Nazi war crimes prosecutor to argue that the late senator's actions should have been grounds for prosecution for giving aid and comfort to the enemy. I want you to keep in mind that during that war, World War II, there was over 405,399 American men and women that fought, bled, and died fighting against the very Germans that the Bushes were in fact aiding and abetting. On September 11, 2001, Gary Hart said that there was a chance that George W. Bush will use the disaster to carry out a new world order that his father has called for.
There is a chance for the President of the United States to use this disaster to carry out what his father, a phrase his father used, I think, only once.
A new world order. A new world order. It's a new world order.
And hasn't been used since, and that is a new world order.
Hitler's first move was that of the Reichstag fire, which was when the German parliamentary building went up in flames. Hitler harnessed the story to simply seize power over the German government. History teaches us that the Nazis were the responsible party for setting the fire, and of course to accuse their political opposition to merely start a war. This is a God-given signal, Hitler told von Papen when they arrived on the scene. If this fire, as I believe, is the work of the communists, then we must crush out this murderous pest with an iron fist. A few hours later, on February 28th, Hindenburg invoked Article 48, and the cabinet drew up the decree of the Reich president for the protection of the people and the state. The act abolished freedom of speech, assembly, privacy in the press, legalized phone tapping and interception of correspondence, and suspended the autonomy of federal states like Bavaria. America? Does this sound familiar? Can we say National Security Agency? That night, around 4,000 of Hitler's political opponents were arrested, imprisoned, and tortured by the SA, that's Hitler's assault division. Many were detained indefinitely after the fire. Their empty seats left the Nazis largely free to do as they wished. It took Adolf Hitler just 6 years to overthrow the German Constitution and then aggrandize...
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, we just want to welcome WMCH 1260 AM from Churchill, Tennessee. Again, WMCH 1260 AM, Churchill, Tennessee. Also got picked up out of Philadelphia. This is the second radio station that we've been picked up from. This is Radio Freedom and Liberty Network. Again, Radio Freedom and Liberty Network. Now, the first radio station, by the way, that I just highlighted, they're playing us 7 days a week. I believe that this guy's playing us all week long as well. Yes, he is. We want to thank you for your trust very much because we believe that the reason people are listening to the show is because they want answers. That's all we're giving. People are sick and tired of men's opinions. We're not giving an opinion. But again, as I've said so many times, if you want an opinion, just go ahead and ask me. And if you want to do that, that number is 281-845-4704. 281-845-4704. Phone lines are back up after a month and a half, and we're pleased to tell you they are working fantastically. Also wanted to let you know, go over and check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. sonsoflibertymedia.com, 13 to 15 articles every day posted from those that are a part of bringing answers to this culture war. They understand, as the Sons of Issachar knew. Folks, you can't bring about change unless you've been educated and apply that education, which only brings wisdom. As a matter of fact, Martin Luther, the great reformer from the 1500s, said that the greatest book in a preacher's library is his experience. And that's exactly what we're called to be, friends, are those that give witness to Jesus Christ, and he bears witness by his Holy Ghost to the resurrection from the dead. And that's what we're called to be. And it's also the gift of prophecy as well. Also wanted to let you know, not only is sonsoflibertymedia.com have 13 to 15 articles, but also check out the store. Also check out our schedule. We've got the Minnesota State Fair coming up, which starts tomorrow. We set up over the weekend, and we are starting our journey over the next 12 days. 12 days in a row, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m.
The east end bottom floor of the grandstand, do come and say hello. We have an opportunity to reach out and seek and save that which is lost as we follow the Christ to the equivalence of up to 3 million people over those next 12 days. We've been there for 15 years now, friends. So again, if anybody wants to partake and volunteer, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. Also wanted to let you know you can check us out on beforeitsnews.com, top left side of that page, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of that page, if you want to know who we are, what it is that we've been doing over the last 25 years, and I'm going to talk about that today, what it is that we have been doing, because this is not mere talk radio, this is do radio. Check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here, okay? I want to get to this really quick. And I just want to kind of highlight some of the things that are taking place. I just got to tell you, friends, I don't like coming up with titles every day, because 9 times out of 10, the Holy Ghost, I may have some points that I want to make, and how many times I get through a show and I just began to make the points during the show. But I do want to say that, folks, 9 times out of 10, the Holy Ghost brings me on these little rabbit trails because people need to be fed. And that's really what this is all about. Read 1 Corinthians 12. As well, if you come hungry, as Jesus said, those that hunger and thirst for righteousness, they shall be filled. I just wanted to explain that point out. But I do want to say I don't like titles. I just don't like them. And the reason I don't like them is, again, because 9 times out of 10, we don't go down that road anyways. We'll tip into it, or I'll hit the point. And sometimes we stay on the point the whole show. So, again, it's just on as to how we're going to be led, Romans 8:14, by the Spirit of God. But with that, friends, I want to show you how the enemy, again, because the other day when I was talking about how I'm sick and tired of watching show hosts that continuously, radio is an opportunity to wake up the nations. As a matter of fact, if you think about our forefathers, they came up with something called the Correspondence of Committee in 1772. That's very much of what we're doing today. And that started in 1772. And what was their objective? Their objective was to keep the colonies awake to what was going on concerning the Redcoats, concerning the British rule, okay? And that's exactly what we're doing here. But the difference now, friends, is that the enemy's not across the pond. The enemy is within, and it's coming under the guise of those that are to be your said representatives. So we're keeping you awake as to what is going on. One of the main topics that I continuously highlight when dealing with the American people, at least blowing that trumpet and waking them up, is the fact that they are driving the narrative. And they're even driving predictive narration, friends. They're telling you things before they come to pass. It's like politics. And bring about the correlation, because it's important that you do. But Roosevelt said back in the 30s that nothing happens in politics unless it's first planned. Now, over the last week, I've highlighted The Simpsons talking about their predictive programming. I mean, to a T. I want to show you some more of that right now, because, folks, this is out of hand. And it proves, by the way, listen to me carefully, Jeremiah 11:9, it proves what we've always continuously shared with you, that this is conspiratorial. That's why I'm constantly making reference to Isaiah 28, verse 18. They're in alliance, and it's an alliance of hell that's going to be annulled either by the Lord or it's going to be annulled by you. And let me tell you something, friends, it better be by you, because if the Lord has to disannul it, you're going to wish that you would have when you had the time to do it. That's not me threatening you. That's the Lord. And that's scripture that threatens man. Because again, as we talked about yesterday, again, friends, these are commandments. These are not suggestions. When you think that the Lord is suggesting something to you, or he's begging you to make some sort of a plea, in so many different ways, you better read your Bible again, friends, because I can't find that. Read Acts 17:31, and also 2 Corinthians 5, where it says, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. And when we think of John the Baptist, who went about in Matthew 3, 2, what was his message? Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. It wasn't a request. It wasn't an invitation. It was a command, right? Okay, so with that, I want to show you some more of this programming, this predictive programming. It's psychological manipulation is what it is. But it shows you that there is a conspiracy in place. And it just happens to be coming through, in part, the Simpsons. They're the ones that are being the most blatant about it right now. But with that, friends, we'll get to that in just a moment on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to SonsOfLibertyRadio.com and check out our store today. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary, regenerative, plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com. Or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day. And we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. 1-281-845-4704. I want to say this before we get back to the point concerning this predictive programming, this psychological manipulation going on by the Simpsons, folks. They even predicted the attempted assassination of, as you were sold to by the mainstream media, of Donald Trump, who his ear has no scars, absolutely nothing wrong with his ear. As a matter of fact, he claimed the top of his ear was the lobe. I played the video for you last week. And there, I'm telling you what, people are all over this like white on rice. Questioning the whole narrative again because it drove all attention back to Donald because the week prior to that, the debates completely, they were bunk, to say the least. The people were very disappointed across the country. And before you knew it, in July alone, the man raked in over $140 million. And if you know anything of history, this is where I wish people would call in and challenge me, 281-845-4704. If you look at the history of said leaders or kings or queens, if they were falling out of favor with people, what they do is they would report to the people that there was some sort of assassination attempt to make the people closer with their said king or queen. This is nothing new. It's nothing new in any sense of the word. This is history repeating itself over and over and over again. Now, the reason I'm saying that, I want to go back and make a point concerning the Simpson thing, and I'm going to get to that. But I want to go back and I want to say something to some people online right now. And it's the same thing that we heard on one of the commercials from Mike Lindell. Mike Lindell talks about the problems that are going on in the country. Okay, he's talking about how there's political corruption, how they're being lied to, how they're being stole from, how they're losing their freedoms by their said representatives. And then all of a sudden, what is Mike Lindell's resolve? Gold and silver. Now, I see some people talking about right now on social media platforms how we need to protect ourselves with gold and silver. I just want to ask you something. Do you think that people behind the barbed wire fences in any dictatorship or totalitarian system of government, do you think that that gold or silver saved their physical lives? Or do you think in any sense of the word, it saved their souls? Because my Bible tells me riches profit not in the day of wrath. And I'm just throwing the question out there. And I do know it's constitutional that all debts are to be paid with silver and gold, period, right? That's in Article 1, Section 10 of the U.S. Constitution. I understand all that. But that is not your savior. Your money is not your savior. Jesus Christ is your savior. And nobody rebuked covetousness more than Christ himself. I am absolutely humored by people that talk about how, you know, you got to get silver and gold. You got to get silver and gold. You got to get silver and gold. Oh, okay, so like when the bad guy takes over, right? Because everybody's predicting that, right? The gloom and doom message, that's your message, not mine. But when he takes over, what do you think? Because you have gold and silver, he's going to spare you? Do you think he's just going to let you keep your silver and gold? Forgive me. I mean, we need to put things into perspective. One more. What is it for a man to gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul? You need to put this into perspective because it's certain that we came into the world with nothing, and it's certain that we're going to leave with nothing. Okay, that's not a backhand. I'm just correcting the way people think. Because that's secondary to what matters right now. And furthermore, once you lose your freedoms because the American people are forfeiting their freedoms, your gold and your silver are going to be worthless anyways. Because they'll just render it null and void. Unless you play by their rules. See, this is why it's so important to listen to the message that you're getting right now as far as getting to be in the sense of acting out what you say is your faith. And fighting the good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. Because if you don't fight for your freedoms today, you're not going to have it tomorrow. And you can have your silver and your gold all that you want to. And it ain't going to add anything to your stature in any sense of the word, literally. Okay, so let's get back to this, folks. I want to go over and I want to show you what the Simpson is predicting, again, in great specificity and great detail. So you guys ready for this? Check this out, social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, beforeitsnews.com. Okay, I don't need to play any audio. It's showing models with jackets on to a T. It's exactly what Bart Simpson's doing in the commercial. The Simpsons predicted the death of Queen Elizabeth to the T. The clothes that are on the woman sitting next to the king is exactly in pattern, a flower pattern, concerning what the Simpsons predicted. And then all of a sudden, voila, it came out of nowhere. Here's another one. This is what false prophets do too, by the way, friends. The Simpsons, okay, so Simpsons already predicted a little girl with a dress on. And what they did is the prediction didn't show you that it was going to be a little boy wearing the dress, the exact same dress that were on the Simpsons. This is all predictive programming. This is all to get you to think that they're in charge. This is them corralling you in. So don't think for one moment that they're not doing it in politics because I don't want to let the cat out of the bag because there's more to come. Here's some more. A helicopter hitting a building. This was in 94. And there's Kobe Bryant to a T. Simpsons, again, already predicted even the date of the death of the Queen. And then 8/9/2022, she dies on that very day, or at least allegedly she was. Here's a picture of some Arabian guy, and then you have another guy to the left and to the right of that. This is in 2002 with Donald Trump, and then sure enough, it's the exact same picture in 2017. It's called predictive programming. This goes back to what I continuously tell you, friends. This is psychological manipulation, and they're driving the narrative. You ask anybody that lands at an international airport, New York, LAX, Chicago, whatever the case might be. You talk to foreigners, and the foreigners will tell you that you American people are brainwashed. They will tell you that you are being lied to. And when you see videos like this, friends, it doesn't get any more clear as to the arrogance that these people operate in. Okay, they predicted a virus, and then in 2020, what do? They have a virus in 2015, a bunch of Arabs in a flood. And then, of course, in Dubai, 2024, there's a flood. So they're predicting all of this. And I know some people will say, well, those were natural catastrophes. Wait a second. You can even go back to what took place in Louisiana, friends, during Bush's criminal reign and the floods that were taking place. Do you guys remember all the people that died during that particular time when those floods basically drowned out many cities in Louisiana alone? Well, folks, there's video out there of these firefighters that were filming the whole things, and there were bad guys that were actually breaking up the dams. And during the video, they're saying that this is not supposed to be happening. And then when they were breaking up the dams, all of a sudden the water flooded the city and killed people. And then they said it was a tempest, it was a cyclone, it was a hurricane. Well, that's not what caused it, friends. And it's the same thing we've just seen in Maui. The exact same thing we've seen in Maui. There's video, friends, of energy weapons being used to start those fires. We show you videos of politicians, even Biden, blurting the truth out in his confusion, saying, you know what, the houses that weren't destroyed had blue roofs. Yep, that's his buddies. Those were his millionaire, billionaire buddies that had their roofs painted blue. Those houses were not destroyed. It was everything around those houses that were destroyed. Okay, so again, we got to pay attention to what's going on here. Let me show you some more of the stuff. 2008, we have another prediction. 2021, tragedy in Astro World. It was all predicted by The Simpsons. This is criminal, friends. You can put this up against Micah 6:16. This is criminal. They're pre-planning these things that are taking place. Okay, this isn't happening by chance. 2000, a guy walking around with glasses on like a zombie. And then it will show you in 2024, the kids doing the exact same thing. So this is all predictive programming. They're manipulating people into seeing the things that they want to see. They want you to believe that they're all powerful, just like the devil, their father, John 8:44. But in truth, they are not. Again, let me go back to 2003, and I want to show you another one of these videos. It's predictive programming coming through Simpsons. And if you're a first-time listener or a viewer, I want you to remember something. I was born and raised in Minneapolis, St. Paul. And what's interesting to note is there used to be a filthy magazine called City Pages. And on the back of that filthy magazine was Matt Groening. And what did he name his cartoons? He named his cartoons Life in Hell, which became The Simpsons. Now they're using his content and his characters to predictively program. Let's watch this one as well, friends. This is Queen Elizabeth's dead, all predicted. And again, then we have the coronavirus in 2000. By the way, I do a whole piece on this. It was all predicted, friends. And through television, they were planting seeds. 2020, here comes coronavirus. Again, 2006, two guys in these little underwater sea boats. And then you have 2023, the Ocean Gate that went down. And then in 2000, you have Donald Trump going down an elevator. In 2015, it's exactly what the cartoon had painted out as far as what was going on. Again, here's Trump with the Arabian guy and another guy to a T in 2017. 2017, Notre Dame burning down. And then in 2019, 2 years later, the church was set on fire. This is all predictive programming, friends. And don't, again, I want you to understand, this is exactly how they're driving people. They're corralling people through thought by controlling the opposition.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
Hello, I'm Eric Hollander, award-winning graphic designer and documentarian. I've known Bradley Dean for the better part of 2 decades. And in all that time, I've been a witness to his consistent passion for Jesus Christ, America, its young people, and the veterans who fought to keep us free. Bradley's radio show, The Sons of Liberty, addresses the heroic values our nation once championed, but sadly are fading in an increasingly self-centered culture. Never one to pull punches, Bradley tells it like it is, boldly proclaiming truth to those with ears to hear.
Nations around the world, including the U.S., are being purposely destroyed from within by their own governments. Are you tired of the lies of the politicians and communists? Wisconsin Christian News is a national newspaper that tells it like it is. We don't have time for nonsense. We publish the truth, whether it's popular or not. WisconsinChristianNews.com. Subscribe today, print or online. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out sonsoflibertyradio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life. Books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to go ahead and take Bill calling in from Michigan. Bill had called me this morning, and he texted me this morning to have me watch his television program in a program that he was on. And Bill, I just wanted to pull you up on the show really quick, and thanks for calling in.
Absolutely.
And I can barely hear you. You're really muffled.
Is this better?
That's better. Thank you. But I took the time to listen to the whole show, and I just kind of wanted you to convey to the people really quick what it was that you were talking about in Michigan. And if you don't mind, let's try to make it quick, but I kind of want you to just get to the point. And again, just share on a bigger platform as to what you guys were talking about this morning. And then I want to take it to the next level with you, if you don't mind. So it's all yours.
No problem. So this morning's show, you can actually find it. It's on called Brandenburg News Network. And you can rewatch it. It was posted there live this morning. But the whole topic that I tried to convey this morning was the fact that our country's foundation was simply on Christian principles, right? I laid the foundation back from the early framers, including the Michigan Constitution. Now, one of the biggest points that in our Michigan Constitution, for those Michiganians out here, our preamble states that we the people are grateful to Almighty God, right? The Northwest Ordinances that expanded through the Midwest before the states were actually established specifically stated that religion, morality, and knowledge being necessary for good governance and the happiness of mankind, schools and the means of education shall forever be encouraged. That is enshrined in our Michigan Constitution as well, right? George Bancroft, who was one of the founders of the public education system, said, God forbid the day should ever come that there be a separation of pure morality and religious conviction from our places of education. I think I went through like 20 different quotes specifically on that issue alone. And what do we see now? We have education that is allowing people to become cats, allowing people to pretend that they are something other than the Creator or how the Creator made them. The entire education system is absolutely, I don't even know the word. It is beyond fathomable in my head, right? And I was in and out of the public education system, and I was in and out of homeschool as well. I've seen both sides of it. But we have an absolute anarchy being preached to our kids, where government cannot tell you what you can and can't do, but they are only there to give you freebies, right? And that's not the case. It has never been in the history of America. But through the federal Department of Education, down to the state departments of education, down to local ordinances and policy in the school board, they continue to rip off the minds of our posterity, who we, in our preamble to the U.S. Constitution, established it to secure the blessings to them.
Right, right.
And all the while, the same people that would agree with me to say that, yes, we should be a Christian nation, and that's not, you know, Christian exclusive nation. That is them saying that we were founded on the principles, the good laws that are listed and given to us by our Creator, found in the Scriptures. They agree with me, and then the next morning they send their kids off to public education.
That's right.
It angers me to no end to watch these people do this. And
But can I ask you something, Bill? Okay, because I do want to make a point, and you're starting to tap into the point that I wanted to make. So do you feel that you're kind of preaching to the choir? Do you feel that when you're talking to these people about who we are, where it is that we came from, what we need to establish, do you feel to yourself, or do you find yourself talking to the people that are actually a part of the problem, amening and agreeing with everything that you have to say?
That is exactly how I feel.
Thank you. So that's the life of Bradley Dean, right? It's like trying to drag people over the top of the hill while you're trying to push Zion forward in the power of the Holy Ghost. So in saying that, and then going back to your show this morning, because I heard everybody talking, and I heard more talk, and then I heard more talk, and I'm just sitting here saying to myself, wait a second, this is one of the things, Bill, and I'm talking to my audience right now. This is one of the things that when I first got saved, I came directly out of the world. And as Leonard Ravenhill rightly said, the greatest miracle that God can perform is take an unholy man out of an unholy situation, clean him up, and then put him back into that unholy situation. What I see and what I didn't put up with, my friend, is this. I sat for about 3 to 6 months listening to everybody talk about what they were going to do. That's all they did was talk, talk, talk. And what I did, namely a youth pastor, where he just sat there and talked about how he's going to go out there and win the nation, he never did a high school. And I just sat there and I said, nope, no more. I'm done. I know what it's like to be out there. I'm going to go out. I'm going to bear the reproach of Christ. This radio show is not talk radio alone. It's do radio. That's why we have a schedule. That's why we have literally done this publicly over 3,000 times. And what bothers me, Bill, is listening to the content of everybody just talking, but all the while knowing to the people that I was listening to this morning that are a part of the problem. They can say it, but they don't apply it to themselves. Then how does that ineffective to the rest of the people that they're supposed to go to? I mean, we're called to be witnesses of the resurrection. I mean, the Bible clearly tells us that if Christ is not risen, we're yet dead in our sins. So we have everybody agreeing with us, but when you see them concerning their time off when they're not on the radio, what are they doing? They're sitting there feeding on the mainstream media that has brought about the result that everybody's complaining about in your conversation. What are your thoughts?
No, that is exactly the case. That is what I've been watching happen for years. And unfortunately, I will admit, I was part of that, right? I thought I could actually do something, and I was just talking about it, and I was writing some articles here and there, and I would go out and so-called what I thought would be preaching to the people, right? But I was also part of that. I understood that what I was saying was true, it was accurate, it had to be done, the message had to get out publicly, yet I was only willing to talk in my little echo chamber, right? Over the last 2 years or so, that mindset has changed, and I believe it needs to change in the hearts of every person who claims or amens this exact same issue, and that we cannot sit around and wait for God, or we cannot sit around and hang on to the shovel and wait for God to dig the hole, right? I am seeking an opportunity every chance I get. When you called me a little bit ago and said, hey, can you jump on the show? Absolutely, right? I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to get up, and every opportunity I see, I'm going to take it by the horns, and we're going to go after it. That's the only resolve that we're going to get as Americans is if we take charge of this.
Amen. Amen. So with that, and I just want everybody to know what we're premising this conversation on. That is one of the main reasons, and I'm hoping to get to it before the end of the show here. That is the whole reason I got out there, because when I was listening to the show, I loved the content. You were the only one preaching what needed to be preached. It's preached. I mean, it was just the truth of the matter. You kept inserting the word. You kept inserting the foundations and our forefathers and what they established over and over and over. And you didn't relent. You kept going for it. And yet at that time, I also noticed that you were starting to lead the conversation. But I want to say this, Bill, and I'm not cracking you, and I'm not laying on you in any sense of the word. I'm just saying, I put it to me when I was listening to it, and I was saying to myself, this is exactly why I got to go out and bear the reproach. This is why I got to get out there, because we're not called to be leaders of consensus. We're called to be molders of consensus. And there's so many people out there talking right now, Bill. It's time that we get out there and do, and we have been doing for 25 years, but this seems to fall on deaf ears because there's so many people. Listen carefully, audience. So many people agree with the message, but when it comes time to actually standing up and doing something about it, they're just all revved up to go ahead and turn the radio show back on, turn on the Rumble feed and watch what we have to say and what it is that we've done again to right the wrongs, as to suggest that doesn't apply to them. And that is my frustration, guy.
Yeah, that is the lack of love, right? We hear it,
is.
We talk about it, we understand it, we know it, but we're not willing to go out and share the truth with the other people. And if there was anything in my show this morning that anybody thought was good at all, understand, none of that was me. That goes against everything that I want to do as an individual in the flesh, right? If there was anything good, to God be the glory.
Amen.
So don't anybody come and thank me for what I did. Take that message and go bring it to the next person as well.
I got to tell you, Bill, there's a couple opportunities I seen where the door was wide open to just take it right to a couple people there. And some of the things that I had heard in contrast to what you were sharing, I got to say I was blown away. I say 90% of what I heard was fantastic. But I also knew the people that were listening and the other people that were trying to educate what they themselves don't practice what they preach. And that's called hypocrisy. Yep. And people are tired of the hypocrisy. And we got to get out there because, as I've said it, and I'm going to continuously say it, what an opportunity we have to prove the God of Israel, Bill. And now is our time. We're not promised tomorrow. We have to stand up and make a change, because if we don't bring it, our kids are going to drink it all in by force through a totalitarian system of government. I did want to say, too, Bill, you're well aware, because I know that you listen to the show and we're friends, But I know that you're well aware that 86% of those people that send their kids into public school to be raised up by their sworn enemies are professed Christians, patriots, and or conservatives that are agreeing with, they say they don't, but they're agreeing with what the federal government is illegally doing through a violation of the 10th Amendment of the Bill of Rights by indoctrinating their kids. I'll give you the last word, my friend.
Yeah, exactly that. And one of the comments that was made, somebody had said that they heard somebody else say it, that I need to keep my kids in public school so that they can have an opportunity to change it from the inside, that they can be a witness inside the school that way, right?
Yeah.
I look at that, and that made me more angry than anything during this morning's show, because all that is somebody standing and saying to their children, go fight my battles for
exactly.
me, so I don't have to, right?
Exactly. I got a hard break coming up, Bill. I got a hard break coming up, guy. I totally appreciate you. Thank you for standing on the side of the word. I'm noticing people are doing more of this, and I praise God that I'm seeing you guys out there doing the same thing we are. So thank you for calling, and I totally appreciate it.
We are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, my name is Dan. Hearing Bradley Dean speak for the very first time rocked my world. He preaches in the bold, uncompromising style of John the Baptist, bringing inspiring message of clarity, conviction, holiness, hope, and healing. He awakens the spiritual warrior and the true believer while bringing encouragement to the weary soul. God bless you, brother.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Today, more than ever, our pets are struggling with many of the same health challenges that their owners are struggling with. Medications can sometimes help, but do not address the root cause and can create unwanted side effects. Pet Regen by Go Natural Pets is a revolutionary regenerative plant-based supplement for pets that helps the body heal itself naturally. The results have been extraordinary. The unique ingredients in Pet Regen have countless scientific studies that show their ability to facilitate greater repair, renewal, and regeneration. A few scoops a day can make all the difference. It's safe, effective, affordable, and it works. We guarantee it or your money back. Created by nature, proven by science, loved by pets. That's PetRegen.com, PetRegen.com, or call 737-303-4480. That's 737-303-4480.
This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I'm going to take my friend Bob from Texas that I have not heard from in quite a while. Hey, Bob, it is great to hear from you. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you?
Oh, thank you so much. It has been way too long, and I still have to say God bless you for annotating the Republican platform with those Bible verses.
Amen.
I mean, that's been a big part of my message. I wanted to distill down what Bill had to say. In the very first sentence on page 1 of our 1776 law, says laws of nature, which is creation, and laws of nature's God, which is the Bible. So William Blackstone, who was the most quoted of our founders, said no human laws should be suffered to contradict these. And that's creation in the Bible. So if our children in school are not studying the Bible, how are they going to know when they start making laws if the laws they're making are not contradicting, you know, the total foundation of American law, creation in the Bible?
Yeah. I do a whole show on this, Bob. I mean, that's exactly, they're teaching the kids the spirit of Antichrist, what the Lord told men not to do or to tolerate. Psalm 19:11, they're teaching the kids to go ahead and do it. Do what thou wilt. That's the first scripture in the Satanic Bible. I mean, I've done enough high schools across the country to know exactly what I'm dealing with. And you know what? You know what the hardest part to see of all of that is not only them, the parents dropping them off to be thrown into a cesspool of illegal indoctrination, teaching the kids that it's okay to do what the Lord told them not to do, is the parents themselves and the hypocrisy that you see with the parents. It honestly sickens me. But the kids, Bob, they're trying to figure out where all the love is. I did a high school in Pensacola, Florida. Just did an event there last spring, as a matter of fact. We did a high school. There was five churches around the high school. The kids are trying to figure out where the love is in action when it comes to their said preachers that are preaching the word of God, but they're unwilling to fight for them as they're subjected to everything and protected from nothing in a public school. The kids are trying to figure out where's all the love. And you have these five cowards, these five hirelings, John 10:12, allowing the kids to go in and to be illegally indoctrinated. And what do? Absolutely nothing in the face of it. When they should stand up and protest, guess what? They become cowards of men because they fail to obey. And that's what I continuously see in probably out of the 365 high schools. I'd say out of 365 high schools, it's a pretty safe bet. The problem is the church is because they're not doing anything. And the culture is the church's report card. And when you see what's being taught in public school, that falls right to the front door of the professors in the Church of America.
You're absolutely right. I had the good fortune a week ago. Turning Point USA has a new division called Faith, and I spent 6 hours with their director. He's been a 30-year preacher, and he's reaching out to find these black robe preachers like we had at our founding, you know, 238 years ago.
Yeah.
And anyway, that's going to be hopeful because, you know, TP USA is not perfect, but, you know, they're really hitting the young people. And if they get these faith preachers, this faith division, and these preachers, you know, aggregated and motivated and actually, you know, I want them to come to our commissions, councils, and board.
Bob, can I show you something really quick? Because I just want to give you some firsthand experience there.
Okay.
Because I just highlighted this yesterday. I'm not putting this guy's character in question, but I am to Charlie Kirk. I believe Charlie Kirk, every step of the way, is controlled opposition. He's arrogant. He talks out of both sides of his mouth. He's there propping up politicians that are aiding and abetting the enemy, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48. He's also an advocate. Are you on social media platforms right now, Bob?
I'm on Twitter.
Okay. Can you see my screen right now? This is...
No, I can't.
Okay, well, I'll read it for you. This is Charlie Kirk right here. Turning Point Action pledges $5 million to fund Wisconsin ballot chasing efforts for a sodomite named Scott Presley. Yep. And I want to show you something else too. Here's some of the speakers that he has. This is on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com and or beforeitsnews.com. He has sodomites that are speaking in front of TP USA. And one needs to ask the question, who's funding these kind of guys? Because when you pay attention to the fruit, he's very much controlled and he's very compromised. And I'm talking about Charlie Kirk again. I did an event finally, and I'm going to give you the last word here, Bob. I did an event in Iowa. There was probably 400 people at this event. The two front tables, which means there's probably about 50 people there that were from Charlie Kirk's organization. And I said Charlie Kirk, not the Lord Jesus Christ. They were up at the two front tables. I started to use scripture, the sword of the spirit, and tear down the sodomite agenda. Both of the tables stood up and walked out in the middle of my presentation. And I was glad, and I was glad they did it because they proved my point.
That's what the devil will do when faced with the word of the Lord. And, you know, the only education I really get is from you and then one other guy that knows all of the Bible. But anyway, and I was aware of that Scott Pressler thing because of you and that $5 million because of you. And somehow, you know, I spent, you know, 6 hours one Thursday with this guy. And, you know, I guess I was compromising myself.
No, Bob, you have an opportunity to educate him that his blood might be off your hands. Now instruct him, correct him if you have to, reprove him, but do instruct him and let him know the organization that he is a part of, starting at the top, because whatever starts at the top goes to the bottom, and he might not even know what Charlie Kirk is all about or what he's promoting. But I do again, in fact, believe Charlie Kirk is being used as a conduit to funnel money into organizations to compromise others out. I really do.
Okay, well, I really appreciate your instruction and your guidance. And I did sort of get there, you know, saying that, you know, no organizations are perfect, you know, but anyway, this guy has a good heart. He's been a preacher for 30 years.
Amen.
He's still kind of young and, you know, energetic. And he really liked the ideas I had about, you know, first laws. Creation in the Bible.
Amen. Well, you know what, Bob? Love on him. The hard break to the end of the show is coming up on me right now. I love hearing from you. Do stay in touch, guy. And we always love hearing from you on so many levels. I do want to go ahead and add this to Bob, our friend from Texas, in ending the show. It was actually Blackstone that Bob made reference to. He's the one that said, no enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. That's exactly right. And then during the time that Bob was talking, I pulled up our state preamble, and it applies to every state preamble. I do a whole video on this on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the right side and go out to my video section, the educational section. There's hundreds of videos showing you all of the content concerning all the issues and bringing about resolve to the issues that we face today. But when you look at the Minnesota state preamble, guess what it says? We, the people of the state of Minnesota, the first thing it says, just like in every other preamble, are grateful to God for our civil and religious liberties. Friends, where do they come from? Where do they come from? And listen carefully to what they say next. Mimicking, emulating those that went before them, Hebrews 13:7, concerning our posterity in the federal version of the preamble. This is state, and it says right after that, God for our civil and religious liberty and desiring to perpetuate its blessings and secure the same to ourselves and to our kids. Our posterity do ordain and establish this Constitution. Friends, people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We need to get educated. But I want to say this, folks, more than anything, you need to get busy. Hey, folks, I can only admonish you and warn you, friends, that you're going to answer for what you do and what you don't do. You need to fear the Lord, because when you fear the Lord, you'll have strong confidence, much assurance, Proverbs 28, and you will not fear the face of man. And furthermore, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And my Bible tells me in 1 John that perfect love casteth out all fear. When you fear the face of God, you're not going to fear the face of man. And I'll tell you what, friends, those that follow the Christ, what do? They're out there seeking and saving that which is lost. Matthew 4:19. Love you by what we do. We'll pick up tomorrow, folks. I love it when you make it your show. I absolutely love it when you make it your show. Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com.